You'll turn with me to the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 1, and I will read the question. May we all respond with the answers. Question number 1, what is your only comfort in life and in death? That I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins and redeemed me from all the power of the devil, and so preserves me that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head. Indeed, that all things must work together for my salvation. Wherefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life and makes me heartily willing and ready from now on to live unto him. How many things are necessary for you to know that in this comfort you may live and die happily? 3 things. First, the greatness of my sin and misery. Second, how I am redeemed from all my sins and misery. Third, how I am to be thankful to God for such redemption. So this particular document was published in 1563. And the purpose of this particular document, when it was first published, the ruler at the time, Frederick III, he was ruling that state or that area in Germany called the Palatinate. And he was concerned that he wanted his citizens, notice that, his citizens, he was a civil ruler, and he wanted them to know the Bible. He wanted them to be able to understand what they believed. He was reformed in his commitment, or biblical, I would say, in his commitment. And as one writer says, he wanted a book that showed the heart of the gospel to men, women, boys, and girls who needed the comfort that only God can give. The problem of the day was whatever the prince believed, you believed. So if the prince believed in Rome, you believed in Rome. Or if the prince believed in Luther or was Lutheran, you were Lutheran. And what happened when one died and another came into power and they didn't? It went back and forth. So basically the people, we don't know what to believe. And so Frederick said, well, let me help you. And so he commissioned or appointed the theologian of his seminary that was there established and also a minister of preaching in the church there to composed this document. There were others probably involved as well. It is said that he himself wrote question number 80. So we come to our first question, which is in many ways a summary of the whole catechism, and in many ways kind of a summary of the gospel, at least the effects of the gospel. This testimony, if you will, of a pardoned soul. How would you summarize question 1? What is your only comfort in life and in death? And the summary of that is found right there in the second phrase, or second line, that I belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus. The rest of it is an explanation of what that means. But that's the bottom line. What is the only comfort? It's not, my comfort is not in me, my abilities, my faith, my faithfulness, but my comfort is outside of myself in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my Savior. And if he is the one that saves me from my sin, and so notice the explanation, who has, with his precious blood, fully satisfied for all my sins. I am forgiven. I am accepted before God. Furthermore, the war that is warred upon my soul by the accuser of the brethren, the devil, he has conquered and overpowered all the power of the devil. And furthermore, he who has begun a good work will complete it. He perseveres. He preserves me that nothing can take me out of his hand. Not even a hair. Well, I guess God ordained for me to lose quite a few lately. It is the will of God. All things must work together for my salvation. I set my eyes on my affection on Jesus. He is my only comfort in life and in death. And he has sent the Holy Spirit, who also works in me and grants unto me an assurance that I have eternal life now. Not someday. I have now. I have a relationship with God. I know God through Jesus Christ. I have that assurance. And he also works in my heart to make me from the heart willing to do his will, ready to do his will, to live for him. I am not my own. I'm bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God's. What a great statement of our comfort, of our testimony concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ and its effect. And then the second question is an excellent summary, isn't it, of how, what is it that you need to know? There's the gospel presentation, right? Again, as I've said before, some have said to, well, how do I share the gospel? What do I say? What do I say? How do I structure that? What do I say? Right there. Question number two. Great, my sin and misery. Guilt. How I'm redeemed from all my sins and misery. Grace. How I'm to respond to that. That redemption, gratitude. Very simple. Where'd that come from? Where did they get that idea from? Where's that structure found? It's in the gospel according to the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans. Guilt, grace, gratitude. They follow that particular structure. And so it's a good structure. As a matter of fact, now we're going to see, again, we already know this, we're going over this again for many of us, but now the rest of the catechism is just an exposition of that point right here. What do you mean by guilt? What do you mean by grace? What do you mean by gratitude? And so we'll be looking at that throughout the rest of the year, Lord willing. Amen?